Today's daf is Psachim daf Nun Beis. Nun Beis, as we continue in Perek Makom Shenohagu. The Perek all about various minhagim, which we started off talking about the minhagim of fasting from work, but fasting Shenohagu, which the last was Malacha, Ba'arvei Psachim, the minhag not to do work on Erev Pesach, until Chatzos. After Chatzos, we mentioned, is a din. Before Chatzos is the minhag. That was the first Mishnah that in this Perek, and we continue with related issues until we get to Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow. We get to the next Mishnah about other minhagim, not all having to do with Pesach. So we'll start with Nun Aleph Amud Beis, second to last line. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rabbi Abba. Rav Safra says to Rabbi Abba, Kagon Anan Diyad Inan Bikviya Diyarcha. We who are experts in exactly when the months are, the calendar, we're experts. Meaning Kviya Diyarcha always means that we should hold one day of Yantif. Like the Gemara talks about at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, we are Bakiyin biyishuv, but lo avidna mibreshini machlokes bamidbar mai. What exactly is the question here that Rav Safra is asking Rabbi Abba? Rav Safra says we are Bakiyin, we are experts in knowing exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore what? And therefore, if we are in a place where they hold of 2 days, are we allowed to do malacha or not? This is how Tosfos explains. The bottom of Tosfos, Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Goranan diadina mikviya diarcha. Rashi here is silent. What does Tosfos say? V'lo b'sod ha'ibur kamar. We're not talking about the sod ha'ibur. T'abrei bavel b'kiyi b'ibur diarcha. V'avdi treyome. Ela mefarish rabbeinu tam. What are we talking about? We're talking about, as the Gemara describes in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, that all the places that the shluchim of Beis Din were able to reach at a time and during the times when they were mekadesh al pi re'iya, when they set the calendar based on witnesses seeing the moon and testifying, and Beis Din sending out messengers. Right, this was after the time where they used to light torches and then they had messengers. So Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shahai, what's the case here discussed in our Gemara? Shahai b'maklum sheshluchei Beis Din magiyin. He lived. They lived. Rav Safra lived at a place where the Shluchei Beis Din could reach. V'shamei notzim el yom echad. And that's why they only kept one day of Yantif. V'hayinu b'kviya diyarcha. Sh'yodeya masai nikva ha-chodesh. Because they knew when the Chodesh was nikva, not how to determine, how to figure it out, the Sodha Ibor. Because that they knew everywhere. They knew that had to be mechashev. This is at a time when they were mekadesh al pi re'iya. They sent Shluchim out. And Rav Safra lived in a place where the Shluchim reached. And therefore, Dehasam lekel migzah shabi. Okay, so you have to just add on one little point. Tosfos doesn't explain it totally. Tosfos says he lived at a place where they kept one day. So if you look in the Marsha says, and he was in a place, he went to a place that the Shluchim did not reach. That's the case. Asks the Marsha, one second, Rav Safra went to, we lived in a place where the Shluchim reached. And after the Shluchim came, then he went to a city the next day to a place where the Shluchim did not reach. So how did he reach it? Marsha's question. So how did he get there? Yesh ledaktik. Im hayi b'makam shemagiyin shluchei Beis Din, hari gam heim lo hayu osin elo yom echad. If Rav Safra could get there, so then they also would only keep one day. Umay kamer, what is the whole question of the Gemara? Im hu yachol lahagia l'sham acher sheshama v'pi shluchei Beis Din be'eze yom kavu achodesh v'ki gam ha-shluchim ha-yuchem lahagia l'sham lahodiyam v'la ma'asu sham be'ez yamim v'yesh liyashiv. That's the Marsha's kasha. The Marsha's Kasha says the Gilyon Hashas right here. Ayin Marsha. He said, look at the Marsha, so we did. So now he says, I have an answer to the Marsha. Ulani has died to Yeshlam, or let me explain. Taha b'makom t'magiyim gamkin shluchei tishrei v'halach b'nisan l'makom t'magiyim sham shluchei nisan v'lo shluchei tishrei. Beginning of Tishrei has a couple of days that the shluchim cannot travel. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's different than Nisan. In Nisan, the shluchim can get farther because there are no holidays at the beginning of Nisan. So what happens if you have a place that the Shluchei Nisan could get to, but the Shluchei Tishrei can't get to? So those places, the Rabbi Akiva Eger explains, they used to hold of 2 days in Nisan Atu Tishrei. Because in Tishrei, the Shluchim wouldn't have been able to get there. That's one of the places that they went to, says the Gilyon Hashas. It was a place where the Shluchei Tishrei could not He lived in a place where even the Shluchei Tishrei got to. For Halach ben Nisan, and he went in Nisan to a place that the Shluchei Nisan could get to, and not the Shluchei Tishrei. Fein Srichem Lasas Beis Yom, and then he had to keep 2 days because of the Gzeira, but he didn't. That's the Shaila, how you could have a case where he was there, and he would have to keep only 1 day, while they would keep 2 days. He doesn't quote it, but the Achronim point out that the Ritosvus and Mesechas Sukkah says the same thing. Tosfos Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Gimel says the same suggestion that Tosfos has, that that's the case that we're talking about here in our Gemara. Tosfos there quotes our Gemara here, Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph, and he quotes, it must be, that's the case. The first Shabbat of Tam, Tavi Dair Hecha Dematu Shluchei Tishrei, Vizimnin Da Azal Menisan Hecha Dematu Shluchei Nisan, Vlo Matu Shluchei Tishrei, De Gazrinan, Vyahu Duchta Nisan Atu Tishrei, Vyadin Shrei Yome, Vechulu. That's the suggestion that said, that's the case that we're talking about. Again, Rav Safra lived in a place that always kept 1 day, and he traveled to a place that sometimes could have kept 1 day, but they kept 2 days up to the month of Tishrei when the Shluchim wouldn't have been able to get there. So the question is, what does he do? What does a person who's keeping 1 day do in a place where they are keeping 2 days? That's the root Shaila here. So he says, B'yishev lo avidna. So B'yishev, when there are people around in a place where there is a Jewish population, I did not do malacha, says Rav Safra. Mipnei shinui ha-machlokes, because of the machlokes, because of, as the Mishnah said, are Yishana Adar Bnei Machlokas? Bamid Barbai, what if I'm all the way, all by myself? I'm in the desert. Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav Ami, says Rabbi Abba, I heard from Rav Ami, B'Yishuv Asar B'Bid Rabutar. If you're not anywhere near the Yishuv, so then it is Mutar. Good. So what exactly does this mean, B'Yishuv Lo Avidna? So Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, B'Yishuv Lo Avidna, when he was around the Yishuv of Jews, he didn't do it. Rashi adds in one word, Le'enehem, in front of their eyes. What does it sound like from Rashi? Only bifarhesya. The only iser malacha for someone who is keeping 1 day in an area where someone's keeping 2 days is only bifarhesya. Tosfos says, afilu b'tzina. No, even in private, one has to keep an iser melacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, right? This comes up. If a ben Eretz Yisrael is in chutz la'aretz for yantif, what is the halacha? So some people think that, no, they can do whatever they want, right? They're a ben Eretz Yisrael. Do melacha for them, to drive, this and that. That is not so. Based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tav, Tzadivav, b'nei Eretz Yisrael shabou l'chutz la'aretz. If a ben Eretz Yisrael goes to chutz la'aretz, asurim la'asos malacha b'yantiv sheni b'yishuv afilu daito lachzor. Even though he's a real ben Eretz Yisrael, he's not allowed to do malacha on yantiv sheni. Period. It's clear. It's black on white in the Shulchan Aruch. B'yishuv, in the Yishuv, like our Gemara says, where there are Jews around. What does that mean? Dafka Jews. The Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka b'Yishuv Yisrael. It's Yishuv Yisrael, therefore, if he is amongst Jews, he is not allowed to do malacha. Even, you might say, even non-observant Jews, but it's still Jews, and therefore one is not allowed to do malacha. V'imu tocha tchum, if he's within the tchum, quotes the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Achronim, havikilu b'tocha ir. Within the tchum is good enough to be considered within the Yishuv, and therefore he wouldn't be able to do malacha there. So the big shaila is, what if he's not in the Yishuv? Let's say somebody flies in. Is somebody allowed to fly in from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz on the second day of Yantif? So if he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael and the airport is not B'Yishuv, then he would be able to. He can't come from the airport then. He's got to stay in the airport or stay outside the Yishuv because he's not allowed to do malacha in the Yishuv, even Bitsina. Even Bitsina Pashtus, is the poskim say. So therefore, says the poskim, he can stay in the airport. That's what the Piskei Tshuvas quotes on our sif. And we can nilman leben Eretz Yisrael hanoseya b'matos lechutzlar is b'yadav sheyish agalias im namala tuufa miyuad lenechisas amatos hu betoch atchum. If it's within the tchum, then it could be a problem to even land there. But if it's outside the tchum, then it would be okay. He quotes some others, some other poskim that says maybe the airport has its own status because it's known that airplanes come there from all over, and therefore it wouldn't be a zilzul. It wouldn't be included, even if it would be within the tchum. If it's it might be considered a separate entity. But either way, not leaving. But if a Jew wants to go there and go straight to a non-Jewish area, so then that maker a din lechora would be okay. Again, a lot more of these details you can look in the Sefer Yotov Shedik Kilchasa. They are written, again, by a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Rosh Kollel from Dallas. We continue. If you look in the Baal HaMo'or, he has, getting back to the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, he says, even if you don't want to say this by other Isurei Durabanan, in terms of Al Tifrosh Ben Hatzibur, Yantif Sheni is unique. Yantif Sheni is unique, and you might have more chumras by the Yantif Sheni Minhag than by others. Says the Baal HaMo'or on our daf, when he discusses this issue, this is on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph in the Daf Arif. V'hi ahani denachti mima'arava asur luhu lamevet avitza b'yantav sheni b'yishuv afilu daito lachzor lefishu minhag gadol shepashat b'chol hagola kula ve'ein lifrotzba. Sounds like he's emphasizing the uniqueness of Yantav Sheni. There are other sources that tell us, talk about the uniqueness of Yantav Sheni. We know that the many sects of Judaism, one of the first things they got rid of was Yantav Sheni. Oh, it's a minog. Oh, it's a No, we don't need this. We'll just keep Yantav. We won't keep Yantav Sheni. Which tragically, I remember my wife had a non-observant Jew that she was in medical school with many years ago, and they were talking about Pesach, and the person said, "Oh, this year we're only doing the second Seder." Second Seder, okay, they're only doing Yantav Sheni, right? Such confusion about what is the Iker and what is the Tafel. But anyway, the Takana, the Minog of Yantav Sheni, goes back obviously thousands of years to the times of the Gemara, but we have to realize it's a Takana Kavua, like the Baal HaMo'or says here. The Meshechachma also expands upon this. Meshechachma says in Parshas Bo, when he's talking about Yantav Sheni, he says, first of all, for every Din D'Rabbanan in Halacha, the Vilna Gaon tells us that there are 1,000 reasons, and the Rabbanan just revealed to us one of the reasons. Ava mekubalim anachnu mirabenu agra deimki chazal pirshu tamam bechozos od hishiru tmunim beseisa lavavam ta'amim la'alafim gdolim barabim. Thousands of reasons. Ava lo lezeh la'ozen hamon b'nei Yisrael. So he said there are many other reasons, so we shouldn't say, if the reason doesn't apply, we can knock it out. But he says himself, the Meshech Chachma, I could think of a reason why Yantav Sheni should apply even Bizman Hazeh. Because if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the beginning of Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, Deyiyeh Bezdin Be'eretz Yisrael, Terem B'yaz HaMashiach V'kibaz Galiyos, we're going to set up a Sanhedrin. When Eliyahu Navi comes, we're going to set up a Sanhedrin even before Mashiach comes, even before Kibbutz Galios. So says the Meshech Chachma, once we set up a Sanhedrin, we're going to be Mekadesh Api Re'iyah. That's his Shita. You Mekadesh Api Re'iyah. Forget that we have calculators and computers and we know when the molad is. No. We're going to have to go back to Kiddush Api Re'iyah. The Imlot Yisrael HaLavana B'yom HaShloshim. And if it's not seen, Af Api Sha'api Cheshbon Yeroy L'kvo. But even though we know based on the calculations that we've done for thousands of years, it doesn't matter. We're going to have to be old-fashioned. We're going to have to go back to the Edim. Bechozos yimu ubar. And the Oz Yitzricha Masos Bagola Shnei Yamin. They're going to have to do 2 days in the Gola. Based on the original Din. Even though you might say, what do you mean today? Today you can send a mass text, right, to all of Klal Yisrael. When Yantav Sheni is. When Rosh Chodesh is. No. Says the Meshkach, we're going to have to go back to the earlier time period. V'lachein gazru gam achshav. And therefore, Mehera, he says, then you have to be gozer today, because even Bizman, in the future, there might be a time where we're going to have to do Yantav Sheni me'ikir hadin, not based on minog that started off as a suffix. And just like we have other gzeiras, like gzeira yishevi yibadabes hamikdash, yom hanef kulo aser, so to hear, we would have a reason to keep it. And he says, ubazeh yistom pia mispartzim pa'avodoseinu harabim. And with this, I close up the mouths of those who wanted to break through the fences. Pa'avodoseinu harabim, obviously talking, right, end of the 1800s, talking about the reform movement, that is the Meshech Chachma in terms of Yantav Sheni. Okay, we continue. Says the, we'll talk more about Yantav Sheni, let's continue the next story. Rav Nassan bar Asya azal mi beirav lepupadisa, b'yantav sheni shel atzeres. Rav Nassan bar Asya went from yeshiva to Pumpadisa, where they kept the second day, on the second day of Shavuos, Yantav Sheni shel atzeres. Shamte Rav Yosef put him in Chayrim. What are you doing? You're doing malacha on Yantav Sheni, right? It's as we said before, but yishav lo'avidna, you're not allowed to. Amalei Abaya v'lingedei mar negidi. Why didn't you give him malchus, right? Rabbinic lashes, malchus drabanan. Why do you put him in chayrim? Amar le, so he says, da adifa avdilei. I did something better. Right? Excommunication, chayrim is even worse than malchus. To be ma'arava, because in Eretz Yisrael, mimnu anagida de barbe rav, velo mimnu ashamta. Right? They only voted and they only counted to put people in chayrim, but they don't go above and beyond to give somebody lashes, but not to put somebody in chayrim, and we even do that. So it shows that chayrim is even worse, and that's why I did something even more chamor. Ika da Amre, or different version of the story. Nagdi of Yosef, he did give him lashes. Amalei Abaye Nisham Temar, why didn't he even give him, put him in Chayrim? Derav Ishmael Damri Travayu, Minadin Al Shteyamim Tovim Shal Galias. As we know, you put in Chayrim on, for people who violate Yantav Sheni, right? This is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos are those who are Mizalzel in Yantif. The Mefarshim explained that means, Yantav Sheni or Cholamoid, different Pshatim, but Yantav Sheni. So the Gemara says, Amalei, he answered, no, Hani Mili Nishta Alma. A regular Stam a person, you can be menada on Yantav Sheni. Chacha serving me the rabbanu. Here we're talking about a Talmud Chacham who made a mistake. To Tavi le'avdi, I did the best thing for him. To be my Rava mimnu anagdasa to barbe Rava lo mimnu hashamta. Right, that they in Eretz Yisrael they give lashes, but they don't do shamta, and I don't want to go above and beyond for a Talmud Chacham. The Rishonim here discuss for which rabbinic laws, for which Dinin Darabanan does one get Malchus? In general, we know there's a kind of Malchus Mardus. Is that by all Dinin Darabanan, one gets Malchus Mardus? We don't find that by every Dinin Darabanan. It's quoted in the Rambam by Yontav Sheni, because that's where the context is right here. If you look in Rabbeinu David here quotes that maybe you'd be mechalik between Dinin Darabanan. Hacha mashma, here it's mashma, says Rabbeinu David, sheminadin al mitzvah shol devarim. Right, what does it sound like from this Gemara? You could even excommunicate somebody for somebody violating a din d'rabbanan. Right, it says we didn't do it to the Talmud Chacham, but for anybody else we would. V'hachi nami mashmal, come on, that's what it sounds like for later on. V'chei nireh b'chol mitzvahs she'ikara midivrayhem. All mitzvahs that are purely d'rabbanan, he says, you would be mashmit, you would put into chayim. Could go on gvina shel akum v'stam yenam v'chayotzi b'hen. If somebody willingly and blatantly violates, you have to try to protect the halachic system. However, alei chayiv nidui, somebody violates a chayiv nidui, they have to do tshuva. Aval, somebody who does something that is mevasha b'chamei tveria. If you look for an example, we had this earlier also in this mesechta. Remember we discussed how could you be mevasha chamei tveria the carbon pesach. Because how is that possible? The Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim, but he says here, "Mevashal Chamei Tveria b'Shabbes, Amru Sham Shulok and Malkas Mardes Shal Devrayim." So some other dinim, you see that you get Malkas Mardes, you don't get Chayim, but Reish Eini Karmi Devrayim, because Ein Lo Iker Manatara. So he goes through, he says, just trying to decide which mitzvahs Rabbanan, right, which punishment you get. By Daraisas, we know. Los Aseis, we know. There are various punishments. A Bittel Asei, there is no punishment. But by a Los Asei Midrabanan, the Rishonim here discuss when would Bezid give Malkus Darabanan, rabbinic lashes, when would one be Mashmit and put in Chayr. That's a discussion right here in Rabbeinu David. Good. Run one other point, two other points related to this story, and that is, what's the importance of Yontav Sheni Shal Atzeres? We have to know it was the second day of Shavuos. It's just called Baisa Shahaya Kachaya. It happened on Shavuos. Is there any emphasis of why Dafka it's Shavuos? So some say maybe it's because you would have had a Hava Mina that the Shavuos day is even less stringent than a regular Yontav Sheni day. Because after all, the whole basis of keeping a second day comes from Sveika Diyoma and Anan Minakavasitabi Adenu, the Gemara and Beitzad Abdalid that says that we have to keep it because we don't know. But the Rambam already says in Ilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that Shavuos is never a Suffolk. Because by that time you know exactly when Pesach was. Yontav Sheni, you know when Rosh Chodesh was, and Shavuos is exactly 50 days later. So in Shavuos, you shouldn't even keep a Yontav Sheni. The Rambam says, we still keep it. Low plug in the Yamim Tovim. Low plug on a Durabana level. That's the Rambam. And therefore, one might have said that, you know, it's an extension. So do you really take it as seriously? Maybe that was Rav Nosson Bar Asi's mistake. He thought it shouldn't apply to Shavuos. Kamash Balan, that it does apply to Shavuos, even though Misvara, we would know. That's what the Margalei Sashas discusses here, that He held like the kushya of the achronim and the rishonim. So yadidik far emas ahaya pesach. V'chamishim yom achakach hu shvuis. V'lo shayach klal me'olam sveikah di yom abishvuis. V'lo shayach yadav sheni. He says, but he put him in chayrim because lahalach we paskin that it's a gzera adu shari yemim tovim, and therefore that's maybe the importance of why it says shvuis. The chashuke chemed here has a very interesting shayla, and that is, what happens if somebody comes, a non-Jew comes to Yerushalayim, and he, I think he also discusses here that, in the previous piece that I forgot to mention, he discusses this idea of, about Dafke Shvuis. Is it more chomor because we know anyway and we still do it? Is it more kal? Right, that is the Shaila that is being discussed here. The Shiloh before we get to the one that I was about to say, and that is if you have a Jew that's being forced to work on a Yontif Sheni, and he gets to choose either Yontif Sheni of Pesach or Yontif Sheni of Shavuos or Sukkos, right? Which one does he choose? He has to work on a Yontif Sheni. So you might say on the one and push it off as much as you can, work on the last one, because maybe things will change. Or do we say, well, maybe Shavuos is less chomor because of this din. It's an extension. It's a low plug of the din derabanan, and it's not the real din derabanan. So do you say that's a reason to be more mekel, or do you say that Chashuke Chemet says it's a reason maybe to even be even more machmir, because it's a suffik, and really we should be mekel, and we're still machmir, which shows it's a takana kavua. That's when he goes back and forth, and he is gives the different svaras for that shayla. But then he has another shayla. What happens if you have a non-Jew who lives in Chutz La'aretz? A non-Jew lives in Chutz La'aretz, and he comes to Israel, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he falls in love with Judaism, and he converts. So he converts, and he's going back to live in Chutz La'aretz. He lives in Chutz La'aretz. So you have a non-Jew who converts on Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, when nobody else is holding up Yontif Sheni. So what does he do? He's a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Does he get Yontif Sheni? But he wasn't Mechuyev in Yontif Rishon. So what's the halacha? Hopefully, I don't think this really happens, but he has a shayla here. If it is gar v'eretz Yisrael v'isruchag, shu yadav sheni v'chutz l'aretz, and yina kan v'eretz Yisrael, yadav sheni, kidin toshav chutz l'aretz, and imsa v'eretz Yisrael. So he says, shuva yadav sheni shachutz l'aretz chamor hu, he quotes it's very chamor, as our Gemara says, minadin, we excommunicate based on yadav sheni, u'bekozos, nira l'hakel b'nidoneinu. But I think he can be mekel here, he doesn't have to start holding of yadav. Why? Because what's the halach? The halach is a ben chutz l'aretz shebal l'eretz Yisrael in daito lach, so he has to hold the yantav sheni. Pashas is he was already nischayev as a ben chutz l'aretz. He already had the status of a ben chutz l'aretz, but here he never had a chiyuv. Aval kasher nisgayer be'eretz Yisrael ume olam lo haya bar chiyuv b'chutz l'aretz lo shamanu shechayev b'yosef eretz Yisrael l'noke ben er chutz l'aretz. He says no. He says yeah, ben chutz l'aretz yet. And also, you know what? He's a katan shenolad. It's a katan shenolad. He was not chayev in yantav shishon. So how could he ever be chayev in yantav sheni if you weren't chayev in yantav rishon? Lo cheda hadas note shvodim l'no yantav sheni. Ah, you might say, ah, what about a katan then? What about a katan that becomes a gadol in yantav sheni? Would you say the same thing? So the Gershon is to the first Svara, you might see he was at least Chayiv Durabanan there. It's Chayiv Mitam Chinuch Durabanan. Mashaykin here, he wasn't Chayiv at all. Anyway, that's the Chashuke Chemet of the day, and we continue now with the next piece, two dots. So now we get back to what the earlier Mishnah said. So you had the Mishnah back on the beginning, Perak on Daf Nun. The first half of the Mishnah spoke about the Minog of Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. And then the Mishnah switched to the minhag of Biur Peros Shvius. And the Mishnah said, Kayotzebo, if somebody goes from one place to another place, we remember, we discussed different shittas of the Rishonim. What exactly is Biur? There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether the concept of Biur Peros Shvius is a mitzvah to Oraisa or a mitzvah to Rabbanan. That itself is a Machlokas. If you look in Tosfos, on this daf, Tosfos holds that it is a din to Oraisa. This Tosfos, he assumes that it is a din to Araisa, while other Rishonim, the Ramban Beferish, the Ramban that we mentioned yesterday, from Parshas Bahar, where he discusses what Biur is, he says it's an Asmachta, it's a din to Rabbanan. And the Rambam is very unclear. The Rambam is very unclear. In Hilchos Shemitah, he quotes Biur, but he does not quote it as a separate mitzvah saseh d'Araisa. So that's why the Pnei Yeshua says, oh, it must be d'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that Biur is d'Rabbanan. And the other answer is that no, it could very well be d'Araisa, but it's just part of the mitzvahs of Shemitah. it's not counted as a separate mitzvah of biur. But either way, that itself is a machlokas, whether biur is a dinta rabbanan or a dinta araisa. What is biur? That's the other machlokas. We didn't read it inside last time, so I just wanted to read you the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shemitah. What is biur? Says the Rambam. Well, there's biur chametz, that means to destroy the chametz. Biur peiros shvius is destroying, removing from the world. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel. Peiros shvius, ein ochlen mehen, ela kolzman sho'oso hamin matsui basadeh. We only eat from Peiros Shemitah, Peiros Shvius, and it's even a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You have to treat it with Kedusha. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah, Nasei Daraisa. La'achla, to eat it. So you only let it eat it while it's found in the field. Shenemar, v'levhemtecha, v'lechayasha, v'artzecha, tiyeh kol tvuasa le'chol. Kol zman sha'chaya ochelas b'minzeh, minasadeh, ata ocha b'mashe b'bayis. Right, that's what that chazal is going to be said on today's daf on the base. Kalei l'chaya minasadeh, chaya l'varo so amin minabayis. But once it's finished from your sadeh, you have to remove it. Zehu beer shall pay reshvias. That's beer. Ketzad. So what does one do? Hare shahayu lo gorgor shall shvias bezoch beso. You have some dried figs, dried dates, ochaber called basha teinim beilonos basada. As long as there are figs on the trees out in the field, fine. Kalu atedim and asada. Once there are no more figs for the animals, then you got to get rid of them out of your house. What do you do? Hayu lo peiros merubin machalkan mazon shal asudas a kolecha veechad. You could keep three meals worth for each person. The asur leechol achar habiur bein laaniim bein laashirim. You can't eat them. They're asur to eat. V'imlo matza ochlid b'shas habiur. If you don't find people to eat them, so reif ba'esh o mashlich layam o ma'abed b'chol davar shema'abed. That's the Rambam Shita. Biur peiros shvius. It's amazing. So you have a mitzvah to eat them, and then right after that it goes to, you have to destroy them. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Ramban that we mentioned, it's quoted here by the Mefarshim as well, the Ramban in Parshas Bahar says, no way. The mitzvah of biur is to be mafkir them, to make them ownerless. And you know what? Even if you make them ownerless for the proper amount of time, you could then reacquire them. That is the Shita of the Ramban. If you look in the Ravid here, the Ravid has two biurs. Amar Avram b'chaye roshi. First he has choice words for the Rambam. Kedarka b'kodesh. B'chaye roshi. Lo heir v'lo hitzir. Ma'u abir ha'oser al kaladam. What's the oser? Why should it be oser to eat? V'ulayu savur. Ki achilik shal gibel sudas u'gmar u'biur. V'ein okay. No. Elak shiichlu peiros ha'ir. V'tchu mehel motzid kaladam ashma v'ateyem. U'mivir asam la'oser liad bezdin. V'imachalkim l'chaladam. You bring it. You bring it to the oser bezdin, which is a big sugya in Ishmita. And after that, there's a later stage where you can have to be mevirit. But not earlier. So that's the shvishitas. The Ramban, the Ramban, and the Ravid. What exactly is a beer. If you look at Rashi on Amud Beis, right here, Rashi quotes Hefker, like the Ramban says, on Amud Beis. Shemafkirad b'makam drisas chayv v'heba. You're mafkir it, but you put it where it can get trampled. So it's mafkir, but maybe it's a little bit like the Rambam also. Okay, let's continue. So, with that introduction, we get to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, had a machlokas. It's very unclear what the machlokas was. The Tanakhama in the Mishnah said that if you go from a place that already did biur, the time for biur came, right? Different places at different times when the fruits run out. So if you go from a place, makam shekalu, makam shelo kalu, or vice versa, chayav levayer. You have to be mevayer because you have to go based on the chumra hamakom sheyatza misham or shebo lisham. And Rabbi Yehuda says, bring them. Seva velchata. Why don't you bring them? So what did Rabbi Yehuda mean by saying, why don't you bring them? The Tanakhama says you have to destroy them. Rabbi Yehuda says, why don't you bring them? So that's what we're going to have to try to figure out here. We're going to have four different, or five different suggestions, or even maybe even more. What exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? So, Kayotze Bo, Hamolech Peiros Shvius, V'chulu, says the Gemara, the less later Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that principle. Meaning, Rashi explains, the Hava Mina here is that Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Bring them! Meaning, if you come from a place that didn't finish to a place that finished, so the Tanakhama says you have to destroy them, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, bring them! Look, I still, from where I come from, they're not finished yet. So, one second, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that concept of Chumre Makam Shiyatza Misham? So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Shisha Breder of Idi, Milsa Achrisi Ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a different case. Kamar Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi kamar. This is what the Tanakhama said. Omi makam shalo kalu l'makam shalo kalu. There was a case. You went from a place that didn't finish to a place that didn't finish. Meaning there's still plenty of fruit out in the field. V'shama shakala bibkamo. And then after he goes from place A to place B, and then he hears place A finished. So he has place A fruit here in place B. So what's the halacha there? Chayav Lavar, the Tanakhama says, there you have to destroy because these fruit came from a place that they already finished. You go from their origin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Seva Avelacha Afata. What do you mean? You could bring Mehecha Daisinu Valo Kalalu. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says to his townspeople, he says, what do you mean? Where I am now, this fruit, there's still plenty of them on the trees, and therefore I don't have to destroy them. So that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Lameimer Rabbi Yehuda Lakula Kamar. What Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel Sheet in the Mishnah? V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, lo amar Rabbi Yehuda el Chumra. But we have a Misora that Rabbi Yehuda is being the more Machmer opinion in the Mishnah. So you can't understand it as we just did. So the Gemara says, Ela Eifach. Okay, switch it. Eino Chayiv Levayer. Exact same case, but the shitas are switched. Says the Tanakhama, you do not have to be mevarid, because right here, there's still plenty of that fruit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tseva Velecha Afata. No. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tseva Velecha Afata. And what is that? Now the Gemara switches in its understanding and says, that's what the B'nai Makomo, his original people, say to him. Mehechat Aisinu V'hakaluluhu. They tell him and say, what do you mean? You have to destroy. What? Try to bring from the place where you came from. There's none left. And therefore, you have to destroy them. So Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmir opinion. Good. Abaya Amar, a third idea. La'olam kidiktani. Go back to our original understanding. V'hachi kamar, and this is what the machlokas is about. Omi makum shelo kalu. L'makum shekalu. If you go from a place that Shalokal, they still have. Lamakam Shekalu, Vehechziram Limkomam, Vadayan Lokalu. You have two places. Place A and place B. Place A has plenty of fruit. You bring some of place A's fruit to place B, where they ran out, and then you bring that fruit back to place A, where they still have plenty. So did anything happen? Should he have to get rid of those place A fruit that happened to take a detour into place B, where there's none left? So Tanakhama says, Inochai Levar, nothing doing. Of course you don't have to be Mavarit. You still have plenty of fruit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir. No. Tseva Avelecha Afata. Bring from here, meaning a rhetorical question. Mecha Daisinu, from where you're coming from. Hakalulu. Meaning there's some type of status that is achieved by the fruit being brought into the place where it was brought to. Right? What is this Lamad Abadoma? Where's the, assuming that if this is a Dindra Abana, you sure have to ask, what's the Kein Daraisa? But where else do you have such a concept? You have the concept by Maiser Sheni. So that is, you have Maiser Sheni fruit that comes into Yerushalayim and gets a certain status. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim, what's called elsewhere Kaltuha Mechitzos. The Mechitzos, the walls of Yerushalayim, have absorbed it, and therefore it has a certain status, Kaltuha Mechitzos. So that's what the Havamin is here. So too, if you bring the fruit into a place where it already has finished, so even though in the place where it was and where it's brought back to, it has not finished, still it gets a status. And that's what the Gemara is about to ask. I don't understand that. Maskav Rav Ashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Atu Agaba Dachamra Kaltinu. What, the back of the donkey was collated? Right, that lusha comes from Maaser Sheni. Right, what do you mean it gets a certain status? It came from a place where there's still plenty of fruit. Now it's in the place, and it's in that same place where there's still plenty of fruit. So what that it took a detour in the middle and it stopped off at a place where it ran out? That shouldn't make a difference. And therefore, that opinion is rejected. Rav Ashi doesn't like it, so he gives his own pshat. Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi now goes and says, this machlokas in our Mishnah is really the same machlokas as appears in Meseches Shavias. Beplugta Dahani Tanoi. The machlokas, like the following Tanoim discussed, Ditzan, the Mishnah says, in Meseches Shavias. What happens if I have a barrel? I'm pickling vegetables, or I'm pickling fruit, I'm pickling something in a barrel. Right, and the question is, I have three different items in the barrel. Some of them have biur stages that are earlier than the others. So what do you do here? They're all in the same barrel. They're still all in the same pickling juice coverage. So what do you go by? Three shitas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ochlen Al Arishon. Rabbi Eliezer is the most machmir. Right when the first one is no longer available to the chaya, then they all become usur. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Al Harishon only. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afala Achron. Yeshua says, no, you go by the last one. As long as there's still one of the ones in the barrel that still exist outside, one can be Makel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shekala Mino Min Asada, Yivar Mino Min Achavis. No, you go by each bin. You're not Machri, you're not Makel. You go by each one inside. Whenever its counterparts in the field are no longer existent, then you have to be mevar that one from the barrel. The halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like his words. Tosas quotes here different drushos for each of the for each of the shitas. Tosas says in Akovish, could go lefesu butzov a kaflot. She'ein bi'uran shavet, right? All these types of vegetables, turnips and onions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ochlan ala rishon. Rabbi Eliezer says the first one. Why? That's what we would have said because of tam. She'tamo oser kulam. V'lo chashiv kimivuar. There's tam, as we discussed earlier. Mem gimel mem dalet. The sugis of tam ke'ikar and hetam esarif le'isar. So there's tam, and therefore the tam of the one that has to be removed is in all the other ones, and therefore you have to be mivayer. Ach l'Reb Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, Rabbi Yeshua is the most make one, afala achron, tame alari, the reader doesn't even like it, ech mutter, guf osam shekalu. What about the ones that already were kala? You could be make on because there's one in here that wasn't nichla? That's the hardest shita to understand. The first shita you understand is based on tam. So Rabbi Tam quotes is based on psukim. Oh, Rabbi Tam, to put on the bachelor of Bahar, Sinai plige bikroi. Right, it's based on psukim, and they darshan, not based on svaris. You can give svaris to the psukim, but it's based on psukim. Good, that's Tosfos in terms of what the svaris are. But how do these tanoim line up and parallel our Mishnah? So, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, well, bring it, where is it? That's like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel here says you go by each of the minim. So, that is, Rashi quotes on the second white line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tsev Avelachaf Ata, Me Oso Min, Min Asada, Bari Lo Tipsa Basada. It's not there. And he says, like Rabbi Gamliel, and the first opinion, Tanakama holds, I can be sure that is the most Mako, that says, Bimakam Shalokal, Bakam Shakalu, as long as there's one that's left, it is okay. Good, that's Rabbi Ashi's suggestion, what the Machlokas is here in our Mishnah. Last suggestion. If you're keeping track, it might be number 5, right? We had number 1 was Rav Shishi, Berei Derav Idi, and then we switched it backwards. That was number 2. Then Abaya had number 3 in terms of the getting the status of the middle. Rav Ashi was number 4, and now we have number 5. Ravina Amar, Plota Dani Tanoi. Maybe it's the Machlokas is this Tanoim. Ditzan, it's not really a Mishnah, Ditanya. Ochlin Bitzmarin, Achi Yichlo Achron Shebitzoar. Let's say there's a large area, and in the area, the close proximity where I am, there are no more tamarim left. There are no more dates left. But in the next town, somewhere else, somewhat close proximity, not so far, they're still around. So the Tanakhama says, as long as there are in your area, somewhere, it is good enough. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, that's the Tanakhama, without being more specific. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ochlin al shel bein hakipin, the ein ochlin al shel bein hashitzin. Gemara talks about that a tall palm tree, that when the dates fall, sometimes they get caught in the branches. Those are still, you're able to get them. Sometimes they fall all the way down and there are thorns at the bottom of the decal tree. And those are basically useless. You can't get to those dates because they're all the way in the middle of the thorns. So, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel holds, you can eat dates in your house as long as they're available to the chayas and they're stuck in the branches. But once they're only available in the thorns, so that's considered kala l'chaya besada, and therefore you have to remove it from your house as well. So the Tanakhama, though, doesn't say a word about this. So we see the Tanakhama says, no, even if it is in the thorns, it's still physically there, even though the Chayos can't get it. That's the Machlokas. Do you go by physical presence, or do you go by edibility by the animals? That's the Machlokas here in the Braisa. So, suggests Ravina, that exactly is the Machlokas in our Mishnah 2. Rabbi Yehuda, who says, hey, bring them, he's like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If you can't bring them, Lamaisa, then that is considered Kala. The Tadakamu, who has a little more formal, that Kala versus Lo Kala, he would say that this is Lo Kala, as long as it is available in the, as long as it's there, even if it's not physically available for the animals. Remember in a Parsha Shir, we mentioned a couple of months ago, in Parsha's Bahar, the thought, I mentioned this quickly 2 days ago, from the Panim Chadashos Batorah. I just looked it up who it was, I didn't remember, and that is Rav Betziot Firer, where he talks about, is there a svara for this? That for Bior, once the animals don't have it, you can't have it. So he explains that during all the years before Shemitah, when I'm working the land, when I have a melus on something, so then Mamela, I have rights. I have rights to the items. Because you know what? The way life works is when you work for something, you deserve something. When there's a melus, then magialacha. We don't get anything on a silver platter. That's the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. When it's during the Shemitah year, and we didn't plan, it's just about things growing by itself, then we don't deserve it any more than the animals deserve it. It's the same level of consumption. And therefore, once the animals don't have it anymore, we have to get it out of our house. It's only the other years when we work the land, so that's when it's appropriate for us to be on a different level, and we could keep it even past the animals. But if it's during Shemitah, we're all the same, we didn't participate in the Amelus, and therefore, we are no better than the animals. That's the Panim Chadashas Batorah. Beautiful thought. Okay, we continue. Tan Aslam says the Mishnah there in Maseches Shvius, in the ninth parak. Shalosh Aratzos Labia. We just discussed in this brayso that was just quoted, as long as it's somewhere in the area. So what does in the area mean? So the Mishnah says there are three areas. Eretz Yisrael is split up into three areas when it comes to the halachas of Bior. Rashi says, Shalosh Aratzos Be'eretz Yisrael. Chaluko Zu Mizu Linyan Bior. She'ein zu somechaz al zu, meaning if in one of these areas I'm still eating it, and in another one of the area it was already kala l'chaya, it doesn't matter. Right? You go by each area. Shalosh Aratzos Labia, what are they? Yehuda, the Eiver Hayarden, the Galil. Yehuda, Eiver Hayarden, the Galil. Those are the three. V'shalosh Aratzos, v'cholachas, v'achas. And each of these are split up three ways. Does this mean that there's nine altogether? You can look at the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. The big shaila is Eiver Hayarden. Eiver HaYarden, is that Eretz Yisrael? So what does Eiver HaYarden here mean? So in the Rambam seems, in the Pirush Mishnayis and in Hilchos Shemitah, the Rambam seems to say that Eiver HaYarden here means the west side of the Yarden. Does not mean what it usually means, the east side of the Yarden. It's the west side of the Yarden, because obviously Eretz Yisrael is only the west side of the Yarden. And that's the context. But if you look at other Rishonim, there's a Tosfos of Ezechas Yevamis on Daf Tezayin. Other Rishonim seem to take it literally, that it's Eiver HaYarden. And this is a big sugya, for which halachos does Eiver HaYarden have certain kedusha? It doesn't have real full kedusha, right? Moshe Rabbeinu did not get into Eretz Yisrael, right? Then he was in Eiver HaYarden. So there for various halachas, the Rav Zhulti, the Mishnas Yavis has a ma'amar about this, about for which halachos does Eiver HaYarden have kedusha as Yisrael, or for which halachos does it not? Good. So the Mishnah says there are various places for beer. V'lama amru shalosh arotzos l'beer. Why do I have to know this halacha? Sheyu ochlin b'kolachas v'achas ashiyich l'achrot shaba. Because I'm able to eat as long as it's available somewhere in this area. That's good enough. That's good enough. Minani mili. How do I know this? What's the source for this? Amr of Chama bar Ukva, Amr of Yossi bar Chanina. Amr kra, v'lovhemtacha v'lachaya shabar tzecha. The Pasuk says, this is the source, what we quoted before. Kozmacha chaya ochelas ben asada ha'achela behema shmabayas. We assume a behema is tame, it's in your house. As long as the chayas have it outside, you could give it to your animals inside. Kala l'chaya asher basada, kala l'behemtacha ben abayas. Once it's no longer available to the chayas, you have to rid it from your house. The Gemiri, and we have a Misora. De Ein Chaya Sheb Yehuda Gedela Al Peira Sheb Galil. The animals in Yehuda don't go over to Galil. De Ein Chaya Sheb Galil Gedela Al Peira Sheb Yehuda. They don't switch, they don't mix and match. They don't go over. If it's finished to the Chaya in Yehuda, then the fact that there's still fruit in Galil doesn't make a difference. Why not? Rashi says, Gemiri Misores Me'avosenu. We have a Misora, right from our forefathers. Ein chayes b'Yehuda misracheches kol kach. What says me Yehuda l'Galil u'migalil Yehuda? They don't go so far to get to the others. That's Rashi. The Sfasemis is bothered. What do you mean they don't go so far? What if you have an aunt, a chaya, that lives on the border of one? All right. So you say that. So what? He's not going to go. He's not going to go over to the next mountain. There are borders. There are limits. So Sfasemis says, no, it's not just a question of distance. The Sfasemis says it must be in terms of climate. In terms of climate, it's a davar tiv'i. And that's what the Masar, V'yosei nirishu davar teva, sha'osa chaya, ha'regila b'peiris, makam zeh, enon izonis, mi'peiris, v'makam acher, ki Yehuda v'galil. There's different types of fruit that they, just like there are different habitats, and there's different areas. Like if you're in a zoo, you have to make the animal comfortable in its various habitats. So too here, says this Fasembis, it's not just he doesn't go so far, because you could have an animal that's a much greater distance that would go within a Galil that wouldn't go to Yehuda. Just that, it's different types of fruit. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tadra Rabbana Peirushi Yatsu Meretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz. Ooh, exporting. If you have fruit that went from Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz. Peirush Shmita. So, we'll talk at another time. It comes up a little bit here. Are you allowed to? Pasha says you're not allowed to. We're going to talk about it. How do you export Shmita wine? Hashem, we'll have to talk about that. But Peirushi Yatsu Meretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz Bizbarin B'chol Makom Shehein. So, but what do you do about Bi'ur? Right, the mitzvah of beer does not disappear once it's in Eretz Yisrael. So you destroy it wherever. You don't have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael to destroy, says the Tanakama. Rishim ben Elazar, Omer, Yachzor l'mkoman. You got to bring it back. V'yizbaru. Rishim shenemar be'artzecha. Because it says in the above Pupsik, Ba'artzecha. V'lemhentecha l'chai asher ba'artzecha. It says in your land. And we dasher from that Pupsik, the mitzvah of beer. Ha'afikdeh. But didn't we already use the Pupsik ba'artzecha, right? Earlier to say it's in your land and not in other lands to split up the Eretz Yisrael. So Kari Bey Ba'aretz Ba'artzecha could have said Ba'aretz. Said Ba'artzecha. That's an extra letter to Darshan. Inami me Asher Ba'artzecha, or from the extra word Asher. Good. Says the Gemara, Rav Safra nafak me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Rav Safra went. Rav Safra, we started off today's daf with Rav Safra. Amalei Rav Safra l'Rabbi Abba. And now we have Rav Safra here again. Rav Safra nafak, maybe we'll tell a story about Rav Safra. Rav Safra nafak me Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Rav Safra went out. V'havi bahadei garba d'chamer b'shvia, said he had a barrel of Shemitah wine. Erel Shemitah wine. Lavu Bahadei Rafuna, Braid Rav Ika, Rav Kahana, and Rafuna Braid Rav Ika, Rav Kahana, they accompanied him. Amar Luhu, Ika the Shami, Lemine the Rabbi Yavo. Did you ever hear from Rabbi Yavo? Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar Lo. Do we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar or not? Rav Shimon Elazar was the one that said you have to schlep it back to Eretz Yisrael in order to do beer. Do we hold like that? So, Amar Luhu, Rav Kahana, Hachiyam Rabbi Yavo. Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar. So Rav Kahana says, yeah. Rabbi Yavo says, no, Hachiyam Rabbi Yavo. Amalei Rav Huna, Braid Rav Ika. And the other opinion said, no, Hachiyam Rabbi Yavo, ain't no Lachar Shimon Elazar. And the Rav Huna said, no, Dalacha, not Lachar Shimon Elazar. You can be Mekel, you can just destroy it here. Or be Mafkir it here. Amar Rav Safra, Nakot Haiklalad Rav Huna Biyadcha. Oh, I'm going to keep the klal of Rav Huna Biyadcha. The Dai Vigamar Shmaitza Mipumi Derabe. Right, I'm going to trust Rav Huna who said, that ain't halacha of Shimon Elazar, right? Because he's medayek when he hears everything from his Rav. Kerechava de Pupadisa. Like Rechava in Pupadisa was very medactic about, he took the best notes in the shir, exactly repeated what the Rebbe said. D'yamar Rechava Amar Yehuda, and he said in a totally different context, Harabayis stav kafal haya. Harabayis was an area where there were double sets of benches. Stav lefnimi stav. Right? Different benches within benches. Good. Kari alei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef called about Rav Safra. Rav Yosef said about Rav Safra, who trusted Rav Huna here to be Mako. Rav Yosef said about Rav Safra, Ami Be'etzo Yish'al Umaklo Yagizlo, which is a pasuk. Pashas is about Avodah Zarah. Hoshea says, my nation is asks from the wood. But we darshan Umaklo Yagidlo, we darshan from the word Mako. Kala Mako Lo Magidlo. Rav Safra looks for the Kula opinion. I don't think we can bash Rav Safra, but that's what he said. Rav Yosef says, it happens to be sometimes that Rav Safra looks for the, and quotes, the Mekel opinion. So when he had it was unclear which one of the Talmidim to hold like, he held like the one that was more Likula. Seems like somewhat denigrating to Rav Safra, but that's what he says. Just to parallel and to balance out Rav Safra, we have one of the most beautiful stories in Chazal about Rav Safra. Rashi quotes this on the last daf of Maseches Makis. Rashi daf Chaf Dalam and Aleph quotes where the Gemara talks Rav Safra there comes up. So he quotes the Shiltos. Rashi quotes the Shiltos Rav Achaigon, the Gaonim. He quotes the story about Rav Safra that he was Hailoch of his Echa Lipkar. He had something to sell. Uba Adam Echa Lefanav, and somebody came when he was saying Kriya Shema. V'Amarlo, he says, can you please sell it to me for this amount of money? And he didn't answer him because he was saying Kriya Shema. And the man thought he was just driving a hard bargain. And he kept being Maleh and offering more and more and more and more until he finished Kriya Shema. And Rav Safra said, please take it for the original amount of money. I would have given it to you. I was just in the middle of Kriya Shema. So Rav Safra was a unique individual. He was very honest. But Rav Yosef, either way, called about him here that he was Maklo Yagidlo. Okay, let's just at least start the next story, and then Brother Shem will have to continue. Rav Eloi cuts Kafra Yasa de Shvias. Rav Eloi cut down unripe fruit in Shemitah. He cut it down unripe. Kafra Yasa are They're small dates that were not ripened. And he cut it down. The katat hadeka le'etzim, Rashi says. He needed some lumber. So he cut down some of the fruit, some of the branches maybe. Hey, Chiyavinachi, how do you do this? La'achla b'rechad avol lehefzid. What do you mean? You're not allowed to destroy Peirush Shmita. La'achla avol lehefzid. You're not allowed to destroy them. There's la'achla avol l'schor, la'achla avol lehefzid. V'chitema, and if you want to say, well, they weren't called fruit yet. Hani mili hecha denachas la'peira. Once they're called fruit, you're not allowed to be ma'abid them. Aval hecha denachas la'peira lo. But where it's very early and they're not ripe yet, then you don't have any problem. But what do you mean? For the following statement, we see they're already called fruit. Hani misklita arla, the early stages of arla. Asiri, even if they're very early, it's already considered fruit. Hova nasu shomer lepeire, because it's already a guard. It's part of the fruit. Veshomer lepeire emes havi bekufri. And when does it have that status? When it's an early stage in the kufri. Vekakari lepeire. And you see, it's still called peire. It's called halachas of arla apply to it. So Rav Nachman, Amar Reb Yosi, maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. Ditznan Reb Yosi Omer smadar aser Reb Neshu peire upligir abaran alei. Reb Yosi says smadar, a very early stage of the fruit, is already aser in Hilchas Arla, is already at the status of Arla because it's already called a fruit. And the Rabbanan argue, the Rabbanan say, not. Period, we'll have to stop there. We'll have to start with Tosfos and Maseches Brachas. Tosfos says, forget Peirush Shmita. What about Bal Tashchis? Cutting down fruit trees? We always try to stay away from cutting down fruit trees. So, B'ez Hashem, we'll have to pick up with this next time.